Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Tuesday morning. You know, it's a Tuesday here in the month of April. That feels like a Tuesday in the month of April. Tuesday, April the 18th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour, 34 degrees, 2 degrees away from freezing. Mostly sunny skies here in Marion. Now, we're going to have a lot of fun this morning. We're going to get back to our trivia here, but you certainly picked a good morning to listen to this morning. And if you listened yesterday, you're going to understand why, because there are some things that I have to clear up here right off the bat that happened yesterday, but also things that have been going on for a long time, and I think everything just came to a head yesterday. So we're going to do our little State of the Union address here right off the bat, and I'm going to try to clear up exactly what happened. Okay, if you listened to the show yesterday, let's start right off the top. If you listened to the show yesterday, let's start where it actually started. What happened was Dr. Feynman was going to be on the show yesterday, and I knew one of the topics he was going to want to talk about was the abortion pill that was approved by the FDA that is now being blocked by the courts. And there are some cases that are supposed to be coming up this week that could determine the future of abortion as being a state right versus a federal right. Roe versus Wade was overturned almost a year ago at this point. So I knew that was going to come up yesterday. And it did in our conversation with Dr. Feynman. Now, the conversation with Dr. Feynman turned into, should you be able to say the name of a person who's had an abortion, much like you would say the person of a name who's had heart surgery, who's had diabetes, who's had an amputation, who's had all kinds of things, a medical procedure. Should you be able to say that person's name? And this became a very interesting topic to me because I think it's a taboo issue, and I think that I'm not sure why we should not say the names if we know that it's true. Now, I want to correct some things here. By the way, before I get to correcting some things here, yesterday, this was not only a hot topic on the radio show, this was a topic that went to Kroger yesterday, and people had their own feelings about it. Should you mention somebody's name or should you not? It even went to the school yesterday, people I was talking with. Should you do this? Okay? And yesterday on the show, I did say that, well, maybe I'll mention somebody's name today who I know had an abortion. Now, here are some things I have to correct, and I want to tell you why this happened yesterday. Number one, I said I knew two people who I thought had abortions, but I wasn't sure about the one. It might have been a miscarriage. So I did not want to bring up that one. So I only knew one for sure. Well, again, yesterday, that conversation was not planned. And I did not go through my Rolodex in my mind and think of everybody who I knew who had an abortion. Now, last night, after having a few hours to think about it, you know, there are about three people that I can think of who've had abortions that I know, who've told me about them. And so there you go. You know, and there may be more than that. I really don't know. I didn't sit around thinking last night of everybody I knew who had an abortion. So the number is more like three for sure than one. But yesterday morning, I did not count them up before I came on the air. And there was only one in my mind that I knew for sure. So that's why that happened. Okay. Now here's a story that I normally would not tell, and it's not the most cheery story to start off the morning, but this is why I came to the conclusion I did yesterday, that you should be able to talk about this, and you should be able to say the people's names. Okay, here's the story. I knew a lady, this is probably 10 years ago now, but I knew a lady who was in her late 70s. Now, when she was a child, her mother died very young. I think she was probably around 5 years old, 4 or 5, and her mother, I think, was in her early 30s, maybe just 30. And her mother dies. And her father says that her mother died in childbirth. Her mother died in childbirth. Her whole family tells her this. She's 5 years old. And that goes along. She doesn't even really remember her mother dying. She was only 5. And that's what it was. Well, 70 years pass. 70 years. And basically everybody dies. Her father dies in that 70-year period. Her only sibling, a younger sister, dies. All her aunts and uncles die. And the only people she's really got left from that original family are her cousins. Well, one day in her late 70s, her cousins come to her at a dinner and say, "You know, this has been on my mind for a long time because my mother told me this before she died." Now, the mother would have been the sister of the person who died in childbirth. Said, my mother told me this before she died, and it's been on my mind, and I think I should tell you. And the cousin says to this woman, who is now in her late 70s, now 70 years have passed since her mother died. And she always thought her mother died in childbirth because that's what people told her. Well, her cousin decides to tell her 70 years later that no, your mother actually did not die in childbirth. Your mother was having an abortion and she bled to death. Okay? Now, can you imagine not remembering your mother, thinking she died in childbirth for over 70 years, and then in your late 70s, this comes at you. And you can't ask anybody in your family, like your father or your aunts or uncles, because they're all dead. Okay? So what do? You just have to believe it. And it really bothered her. I watched this really bother this woman. You know, it had been 70 years since her mother had died. But finding out that her mother was having an abortion and died during the abortion was horrible for her. So, it always led me to believe that if people could talk about abortions, because clearly nobody talked about them in those old days, and that's why they said she died in childbirth. If people could just talk, if people could just, and I understand why it's hard to talk about them. No doubt in my mind why it's hard to talk about that. But I always felt if people just talked about them, if people could tell people why they did it and how hard it is to do it, that things like that wouldn't happen. It wouldn't have to be kept in the closet. It wouldn't have to be some horrible secret, and it wouldn't draw lines in families. So that's where my opinion was coming from yesterday. That's why I said, why should I not be allowed to say somebody's name who has had an abortion? Because there's no law saying I can't, and if we talked about it more, I think there would be less problem. And to be honest with you, we print murder victims' names in the paper. You know, how do you think the family felt of the young girl that was killed on New Year's Day with a machete in Upper Sandusky? I mean, how do you think they felt seeing that printed and ran? They had no choice in that matter. We talk about rape in the newspaper. You know, all the time we see press releases of people who've been raped, people who are being accused of rape, trials, so on and so forth. Those people don't get a choice on if that gets printed or not. It just gets printed. So that's where I'm coming from yesterday on saying somebody's name who has had an abortion. Now, would I just come on the air one morning and say, hey, good morning, did you know such and such had an abortion? Well, no, it makes no sense to do that. And I don't even know what my motivation would be for doing that. But my feeling still is, I wish we could talk about it more. I wish people were a little more open about it. I think if people were more open about it, that we could bring it out of the closet. And my example yesterday was much like getting pregnant out of wedlock. You used to have to leave the city you were in, and you couldn't tell anybody it was happening. And now that's not the case. People are a lot more accepting of that because I think people talked more about it. People are a lot more accepting of AIDS because people talk more about it. I just think the more light you shed on something, the better off it's going to be. Now, I am not going to say anybody's name this morning because maybe they wouldn't like it. Let's put it that way. And to be honest, of the three people I know who are in my mind right now who had them, you know, why do it? Because there's no purpose to serve. Now, I'm not saying that down the road one day, if we're talking about abortion, if there's a conversation, I don't know if something like that would come out of my mouth. I don't know if the name would come out of my mouth or not. I certainly would not do it purposely, but that's where that all came from yesterday. And I think it got people up in arms, and I don't know if people thought I was trying to be mean or not. I really don't know what they thought. Some people I think did, and some people I think didn't. But it was not something to be mean. It was not something to attack somebody. And that's really all I got to say about it. So, other than that, I don't know what to say. If anybody has any opinions on it, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open here, 27 minutes past the hour. Now, this is just item number one on my list of things to clear up here this morning. So that's where that is. That's why I had the conversation yesterday, and that's why I made the statements that I made. Okay. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, I also talked about mental illness yesterday. Now, we've talked about mental illness on this show many, 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 many times. And I do think mental illness is one of the most prevalent things in our community. I think it's one of the most prevalent things in society. And I feel bad for people who are going through mental illness because it's one of the most difficult things in the world to go through. People get high anxiety. People make decisions they normally wouldn't make. People feel down all the time. They feel like they can't get out of the hole. They try to fill the hole with something. It's horrible. It's sad. It's unfortunate. And I hope all people with mental illness get help. I guess that's all I want to say about that. I don't think I said anything else negative about mental illness yesterday. I would never say anything bad about mental illness. I hope people go and get help because I think getting help is the first step to recovery. I think people with mental illness have to fix themselves before they can go on and do anything in life. So that's mental illness. Okay, that's the next thing I want to clear up. Now, another thing I want to clear up, because this has been hanging over the head for a while. I didn't talk about this yesterday, but I want to clear it up. Because on Friday, and I believe the week before, plus people have asked me this in private, they said, where has Angie been? Where has Angie been? Because we started the Friday night show back up 3 weeks ago, and she wasn't on the show. She has not been on the show. I have not talked about her a whole lot, like I used to. And I think people are curious what happened to her. Okay, here is the truth on this story. Angie has just been doing other things, and I think not feeling the best. I'm not going to speak for her as far as how she feels, but I know she's been somewhat under the weather from time to time. And that has been what has happened. Now, here are some things I want to say about her, because people seem to think that there's some kind of friction and that I don't like her or she doesn't like me or there's anger. There's no anger. There's none. Zero. I have no anger for her. Well, maybe she has anger for me, but I don't have any anger for her. Let me tell you, I have zero anger for her at all. None. Zero. As a matter of fact, I've known her now for close to 25 years. 25 years. I met her when she was in high school working at a restaurant. I've known her for 25 years. Why would I dislike her? And now I will admit, for the first 15 years, I didn't know who she was, or I don't remember them, which is my fault. But I have no negative feeling toward her. And by the way, I worked with her father for 15, 20 years, and I don't think I ever had a bad word with him. And I liked him. I think he liked me. I can't speak for him, but we got along. I have gotten along with her mother. We've always had fun together. So what's to dislike? There's nothing to dislike. I can honestly tell you, I've never said anything negative about Angie to anybody, and we've never had a fight. And in the 3 years where we were doing a lot of stuff together, I had more fun, laughter, smiles, enjoyment, than, you know, somebody should be allowed to have. We had a lot of fun. And I thank her for everything she did for me. She did a lot of stuff for me in that time. You know, she used to show up with the breakfasts, and she always did kind things for me. Let's say that. So I have no anger for her. And anytime she would ever want to come back and do something, she is more than welcome. Nobody has ever told her to go away or don't come around. She's always more than welcome. She always will be more than welcome. I'm sure she's going to be a complete success in whatever she does. And my affection and admiration for her will never change. They will always be in the highest regard. And if she ever needed anything, she could call me in a second and I'd be there. Okay? That's the real story behind that. So, if anybody wants to make anything more of that than what it is, go ahead, but that's the true story. Now, beyond that, and I hope she knows that. I really do. I hope that Angie knows that is how I feel about her, and that is where we are in life, because I don't come on here and tell stories. I don't feel you should lie to the listening audience, and that's just what it is. So my affection and admiration for her will always be in place. And I hope she knows that, and I hope she hears that. Okay. Now, by the way, the only thing I dislike in a friend, a relationship, a coworker, anything, the only thing that, and I'm not a yeller or an arguer, but the only thing that really annoys me is when somebody lies to you. Now, it's not what they're lying about. I could care less what you're lying about. It's the fact that you lied. Because, to be honest with you, I always think, why are you lying? You know, you could tell me the truth here. I'm not that fragile a person. You're not going to destroy my life by saying something. So why not just tell the truth? Why make up stories? Okay? So that's the only thing that ticks me off anyway. And to my knowledge, I don't think Angie's ever lied to me. So why be angry with her? Okay, there's another thing cleared up this morning. Now, Yesterday I talked a little bit about staying friends with everyone who you've been in relationships with. And just to clear this up, I think it was the second day I talked about that. I think you should try. It's not always possible, but it certainly makes life a lot easier. So there you go. Hopefully you can do it in most of those relationships you have in life. All right. Maybe. And by the way, we're going to go on here at the station and hopefully continue to put good, happy programs out and have a lot of fun and have the same fun that we have had for 9 years. My goodness. This program will have been on the air for 9 years coming up in June. 2 months away. Less than 2 months away now because it'll be early June. So that's the story on that. Now, where are we now on the list? Now we've went through all the house cleaning. The compliment of the day. Well, before we get to the compliment of the day, let me say this. No, let's do the compliment. Well, see, I'm indecisive now on what I need to do here. By the way, again, if anybody's got an opinion, 740-751-4038. 35 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Anything you'd like to say, the phone lines are wide open for you on anything I'm blowing through here this morning. Okay. Compliment of the day. Well, let me tell you yesterday's compliment of the day. Let's go there. Yesterday's compliment of the day to Abby was that she backs her people. Now, what I said about this was that one thing she does that I have noticed over the 4 years that I've known her is whether it's her friends or her family or coworkers, even if they're wrong, she backs them. She's in their corner. She lets them know that she is there for them in any circumstance. And I do think this is a trait that is found in the Valley of the Few. So I think that was a very good compliment of the day yesterday. And I'm glad that that was the compliment of the day. And we'll have to come up with a new compliment today because that was Monday's compliment. But before I come to the compliment of the day today, let me say that, by the way, we've got a new project coming up here on the station that is going to be very, very interesting. And it's coming up soon, and I'll tell you more about it when I know about it. But I think you're going to enjoy it quite a bit. It'll be coming up hopefully within the next week. Okay. This happened yesterday. You know, in all the hubbub yesterday, something good happened. As many of you know, last year at this time, I was not able to do much. I was going through an illness, and I could not leave the house, and it was annoying, and I didn't like it, and it went on for 4 or 5 months, and it was just, you know, it was okay. I got on the radio every day and did my show. It wasn't like I was handcuffed and couldn't do anything. I wasn't, you know, bent over sick, but it was annoying that I could not go out and do anything because I'm somebody who likes to be out doing things. Now, yesterday, I was kind of talking about this with somebody. And I said, you know, it was kind of interesting because I was alone most of the time because I could not go out and do stuff. And the person said, I wish I would have known that that was the case because I would have come over and cleaned your house and done what you needed me to do. And I believe they really meant this, that if I would have asked them, they would have done this through this little illness that I went through. And I thought, you know, not everybody would do that. Clearly not everybody would do that because not everybody did that. So I really had a great feeling for this person yesterday who said that, because even though it's not needed now, the fact that somebody would be willing to do that, to me, shows what kind of person they are. And boy, again, that's something you don't see a whole lot of. So I'm you know, I don't know if that person's listening, but certainly that was a very nice thing to say, and I absolutely appreciate it. Now, oh, one other thing I forgot to mention this morning when I was running through my list of things that I needed to talk about. I was talking about the trip that I took to Upper Sandusky over the weekend, and a lot of the places that I went, and I hope people enjoyed that. But I had done that trip before, and I had said that this time was more fun, basically. Now, here's why. Essentially, it was daylight. The first time I did that trip, it was dark, and you could not see any of the cemetery plots. You could, I mean, the covered bridge, it was dark. I actually think it was almost kind of toward winter. It certainly was late fall. And this was a much nicer day on Saturday. So, yes, I probably did have a better time this Saturday because I actually got to see what I was looking at and go to the reservoir and do all that sort of thing, which I certainly would not have done at night. I don't remember saying that I had better company, but I might have. I don't write a script every morning. I don't know that I had better company, but I do remember the first time I was there, the person I was with almost fell and broke their ankle over by the Chief Tarhi statue. So, yeah, I'm glad nobody fell and broke their ankle or came close to breaking their ankle this time. And it is a little dicey to be out in these places and trying to find these things at night. So that is pretty well what I was talking about in regard to having a better time and maybe better company. If I did say that, I probably would rephrase that now and just say there was less problem this time. This past Saturday came off pretty smooth. So that's that. Last night, here's something simple. I made chicken parmesan. How about that? I fried... Oh, let's take the phone call here. My goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I've known you for a long time. I listened to your radio the very first time. And you know what? In my opinion with you, that whatever's your business is your business. And it don't belong to anybody else's business. But that would be up to you to tell whatever you want to tell. It's very enjoyable listening to you all these years, and what is bygones is bygones. I don't know if that phrase is coming out of my mouth right, but I don't even look back at history in people. Maybe in the books and stuff about history, yes, that's fine, but in people, it's forgotten. And if they mention it to me, I'd say, you know what, I really don't even know what you're talking about. So you carry on, and... I'm on your side all the way.
Well, you know what? I just want to say these two things. One of the reasons I'm doing this morning is I have done this show, as you say, for a long time now. And when I was talking about this stuff yesterday, it was hard for me to believe that people took it that personally, because that certainly was not what I was doing. And, you know, people have been asking questions for a long time about what happened to Angie. And people seem to think there was some great big falling out. And that's just not the truth. And so I thought, well, we'll set it clear this morning.
Well, it makes you feel good. It makes everybody else feel good that you feel good. And that's just the way it is. And, I believe you 100% on all the things you say, that you're a very honest person. You go on and above your responsibility of telling stuff, I'll tell you that. So you just hang in there and follow on and have a good day.
Hey, thank you for the nice words.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And I think the audience knows me by now. You know, the great Jack Benny, who was in radio and television, said something that I always remember. He says, you just have to go on and be yourself, radio or television. The best thing that can happen is people will like you and they will listen to you every morning. The worst thing that can happen is they don't like you. And when they don't like you, there's nothing you can do about it. And that's the truth. So what you get here with me is pretty well me. I don't have a fake persona. I don't do a fake voice. I don't pre-plan anything. And maybe if I pre-planned it, some things would not come out badly sometimes, but, you know, I'm not going to change. I've been doing it too long now to change. So, that's that. Now, I made chicken parmesan. Oh, by the way, phone lines are open if you want to say anything. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I made chicken parmesan last night, but I have way too much chicken. I don't know what possessed me to buy so much chicken, the chicken breast. So I broiled the chicken breast last night, and I had the marinara sauce and the green beans and the Parmesan cheese and the shredded Colby Jack cheese. And I whipped this up, and it was really good because I had not cooked for anybody in a long time. Matter of fact, I couldn't tell you the last time that I really cooked anything like that. Normally, it's salads or cottage cheese or something like that. That's normally what I eat. But it was fun to do that, and I think ever since I interviewed the Galloping Gourmet, I think, you know, I'm a great cook. So now everything I cook is going to be great. My famous chicken parmesan. Because, you know, once you interview the Galloping Gourmet, everything becomes famous. So anyway, that was last night, and it was a good dinner, and that was a happy time. So there you go. Okay, now we're back to the compliment of the day, and then we can go on to the trivia. Won't everybody be happy now that I've done my little State of the Union here this morning? Okay, today's compliment of the day. You know, what I need is like a sponsor for this. Today's compliment of the day is brought to you by NyQuil, guaranteed to put you to bed every night. You know, I need something like that. But yesterday's compliment of the day for Abby was backs her people, backs her people. She always backs her people. Okay, today's compliment of the day, and again, I never plan these. I try to think of them on the spot. I mean, we're up to like 8 or 9 compliments now. Today's compliment of the day is going to be, let's see here, what could be a good compliment for her today? Here's one, and I don't think this will be backhanded. Has a great presence. And here's what I mean by that, if that's confusing. Here's what I mean by has a great presence. When you're around her, which I am from time to time, whether we're arguing or whether we're disagreeing or whether we're laughing about something or whether we're talking about an inside joke, whatever it is, it's fun. Even arguing is fun. I don't really think she and I have ever had a serious argument. When I say I argue with her, it really, I don't think anybody takes it seriously. Now, wait a second. There was a time a few years ago where she was angry at me for something. I still don't remember what that was, but she was angry for about a month at me. We still talked, but she was angry about something. But she has a great presence in that way, that when she walks in the room, we are going to have fun. And I know I can say just about anything to her, and she is not going to get offended. She gets that I'm doing it just to have fun. She doesn't break down and cry. And I guess I should say that she'll fight with me. You know, if I say something flip to her, I know it's coming right back at me. And that's the presence I like. It's like playing tennis. You know, I know if I hit that ball over the net at her, I know it's coming right back at me. And boy, you better be ready. And that is fun. That keeps me on my toes. That keeps her on her toes, I think. And it's a great presence to have. And most people don't have that. Most people take things way too seriously. And then hold those grudges forever. So that's today's compliment of the day. Has a great presence. And put that with backs her people. So those are the two compliments this week. Now, 50 minutes past the hour, is everything cleared up? You know, I feel like I need to take a stock in a gift basket company. And every time I tick somebody off in the morning, I'll just send them a gift basket. and maybe that'll clear things up. But I do want to say this at the bottom of all this. If this sounds bad, I guess, in a way. I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. It doesn't sound bad to me. But I am a very, very, very happy person. I don't think you can fake being happy. And I don't think I could fake it with you. And I hope I sound happy because I am happy. So nothing going on in life is really depressing me. I just felt this morning that I needed to address some of these things because I'm tired of hearing the questions about them. I'm tired of people making their own assumptions. And I always feel the best way to get rid of all the assumptions and get rid of all the speculation and all that nonsense is to just come on and say it. Say the truth. And this morning was the truth. So if you want to put me on a lie detector test, go ahead and feel free. I'll pencil you in. Okay. Again, phone lines are open. If you want to say anything about what I've said, I'm glad to hear from you. 740-751-4038. And I really appreciate the call that came in there. Didn't have to say all those nice things, but I'm glad you did because I for somebody who's been listening to me from the first show, I think you know, and if you listen every day, that I'm not out here trying to upset people. I'm not trying to do anything that is nasty. Okay, let's put it that way. And I hope by now people would get that, that that's not who I am. That's not who I would want to be. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect all the time. I don't always get it right. Heaven knows I make mistakes all the time. But I did not make any mistakes yesterday. And you know, hopefully you know why now. Hope you enjoyed this little public service announcement this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything on your mind, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll move on down the road, as they say. Now, yesterday, we started our trivia again. Things on the east side of town. Now, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, here's what happened. On Friday, we started this. And we ended up having a whole lot more interviews on Friday's show than I thought we were going to have. We did trivia the first hour, then we did Pastor Whitaker's show, and then Glenn stayed around for 2 hours. I thought he was only going to stay for one, but we ended up having more things to talk about. So I did not get back to trivia until after 12 o'clock. 3 hours had passed, and I thought, you know, I really did not have enough time to do this, to give out a prize, and I did not have the list with me yesterday of the things on the east side of the town. So what I wanted to do was come back to this today, and I made a new list, so even stuff that was once guessed still could be on the list. And let's see what people guessed yesterday. Yesterday we got Kroger, Walmart, McDonald's, and I think that was it. Kroger, Walmart, and McDonald's. And Trish and Mary got in. Now you can enter as many times as you like. These are businesses that are or were on the east side of town. All right. Let the guesses come in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Now, this could be a multitude of businesses. It could be department stores. It could be restaurants. It could be anything. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
I think I said McDaniel's yesterday, but we're allowed to say it again today. Is that right?
Well, you know what? I think, you know what? I did check McDaniel's off. I just didn't see the check. Yeah, McDaniel's is taken.
Okay, and you keep on keeping on.
Did I straighten everything out this morning? That's just what I wanted. I wanted to straighten the whole thing out.
Yeah, and the only thing before you would give somebody's name, though, I would hope that you cleared it with them first.
Yeah, I think I would. I think yesterday, it just when I came back to that story about the older lady, and that always sticks with me, it just, I wish more people talked about it, because I think the reason she was not told how her mother died was because abortion had such a negative connotation to it, and it's one of those things that I still think has not changed, and I feel bad about that.
Yeah. Okay, but you just keep on keeping on, and I'm glad you told about Angie and all that stuff
too. Oh, yeah, and she's fine, and we still talk occasionally, and, you know, how could you not have admiration and affection for her after all the fun things we did together?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. 740. Oh, no. How about that? East side of town. Now we got another listener out there. Let's see if she can get a guess in. Maybe she'll win something. Things on the east side of town. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So far we got Kroger, Walmart, McDaniels. I did not see that one, but we did mark that one off yesterday. I think those might be the three. You know, I ought to write better lists here. It's all in my handwriting, and half the time I can't read that. Kroger, Walmart, McDaniels. Businesses that are or were on the east side of town. And again, it can be department stores. It can be restaurants. It could be anything. Any type of business. And it doesn't have to be a current one, although there are current ones on the list that are still open. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Blue Fusion.
Oh, you know, Blue Fusion is definitely a good guess. Let me see if it's on the list here, though. You know, it was last Friday, but it's not on this list, but a good guess.
Hey, Scott, what was the name of it before that?
Plaza Bowling.
Yeah, Plaza. Okay, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Brinley's out there playing this morning, one of our youngest listener heading to school. Brinley! Thank you for the coloring the other day. Brinley says Wendy's. Is Wendy's on the list? Yes, Wendy's is on the list. Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's?
McDonald's. Yes, McDonald's is on the list. Who do we have on the line?
Tyler.
Tyler, what are you doing out there this morning, Tyler?
Riding with Adam.
Oh, you're right. Well, hey, I'm glad you're having a good time. Thanks, Tyler. McDonald's is on the list. All right. And Brinley said Wendy's. Now I need to go back and go through the list here. I thought I put McDonald's on this. Boy, I'm going to have to disqualify Tyler here. Did I not put McDonald's on this list yesterday? Boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be... Wendy's is on the list. So Brinley's in. Okay. But where is McDonald's? Well, Tyler? Nope, there it is. McDonald's is on the list. Okay. Yeah, there it is. There's McDonald's. You got it. Now, I got somebody listening out here saying, I don't know the east side of town. Now, come on. Come on. Call in. Just give a guess. We only got 2 minutes left this hour. 740-751-4038. You can come up with a place on the east side of town. Go ahead, caller.
CVS.
No CVS on the list, but a good guess. Yeah, to the person who said they didn't know anything on the east side of town, they clearly know a restaurant on the east side of town. Call in and guess that one. It might be down the list. I'm not going to tell you. I let Brinley guess online because she's riding to school this morning. But call in. 58 minutes past the hour here. We're moving through. Go ahead, caller.
I'm getting hungry for breakfast. How about Perkins?
Perkins. Let's see here if I did put Perkins on this list. Boy, let me run through here. There are a lot of good food places on this list. That's for sure. No, Perkins. Oh, no, wait. Perkins is on the list. Yep, you got it.
Okay.
All right. Ted gets in. Perkins is on the list. By the way, we're going to be doing this next hour, so don't tune away. I'm not going to go into my apology spree next hour. It's just going to be fun next hour. All right, go ahead, caller.
This is Danny.
Yes, Danny.
Apple,
Applebee's.
Applebee's. Let's see if I put Applebee's on the list here. Yes, I did put Applebee's on the list. Gotcha, Danny.
Thank you.
All right, Danny on the list now. So now we got Mary, Trish, Tyler, Brinley, Ted, Danny. Oh, this person's saying they can't call. Now, I know that's a bunch of BS. 740, we're going to break. Call after
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play. I went to the chief. and George Bush didn't quite know what to do. And Barbara just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host, Phil Donahue.
Marilyn Murray